Unit 6, page 74. Listening. Exercise 2.
Some years ago, record producer Frank Farian discovered Robert Pilatus and Fabrice Morvan, otherwise known as Rob and Fab, in Munich. Impressed by their charisma and chiselled good looks, Farian formed them into pop group Milli Vanilli. Their success was almost instantaneous. They rocketed to stardom on the strength of two hit singles. Their debut album sold over 7 million copies, and they won a major music award as Best New Artist. But there was an ugly truth lurking behind the attractive facade presented by the duo. They possessed no musical abilities whatsoever. They couldn't play instruments, write music, or even sing. All of their songs had been created in a studio by professional musicians. Whenever they performed on stage, they simply mimed or lip-synced the words. Embarrassed by the situation, Rob and Fab confronted Farian and insisted that he allow them to sing on their next album. However, following a supposedly live performance on MTV, when the record they were miming to jumped, Farian revealed that their act was a sham. The news rocked the music industry. The media latched onto the story with a passion, and they were stripped of their award. For many, Rob and Fab's deception was a perfect representation of the artificial, pre-packaged nature of the pop music industry itself.